new CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a Fenway Bowl / big recruiting weekend edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Jody checking in with us from Boston, where he's going to be joining Paul Rogers on the game call from Fenway Park.
I'm cold.
Saturday. Yeah, it's cold, cold, cold. So, but, you know, and what a bowl game it is, Jody. I mean, so many different storylines. I mean, first of all, obviously Louisville's back into the bowl season. That's good. They've got a winning season. They're trying to get an eighth win. But you're doing it against an old rival. The Keg of Nails is there. And the coach that helped guide your team to the bowl season is now employed by the team that you're playing. Quarterbacks are out. Some other key players are out. Easy game to pick, right?
Yeah. Here's my thing. So look, we'll get into it in a minute, but so many weird things have happened with this bowl game. I mean, it's just weirdness after weirdness after weirdness, including a fire alarm the night before tonight, yeah, before the game, as it just delayed us doing this podcast because I'm on the 19th floor and had to go down 19 floors, and the team's between 18 and 25, and a lot of guys were told to stay in their rooms, and some guys went down the stairs. And so, I mean, just a wild, weird, wacky December 4th to December 17th. It's been weird, Michael. And
Scott Satterfield?
There's a guy that ran out of here that pulled it. No, I'm just teasing. Guy that pulled the fire alarm had a visor on.
No, total joke.
Just a joke. But so many weird things have gone on. I don't know how you pick it. And Deion Branch said something to me today. So we did some pregame meetings with him and talked and that kind of thing. And he said something to me during the meeting. He said, you know, we're preparing for the guys that we know play for them, as if some of those guys are still going to play for them, because, you know, you can say you're not in the portal, you can say you're in the portal, or you can say you're going to go to the draft and that kind of thing. But did you change your mind? And that's where we are in this sport, is changing their mind left and right. You know, Ben Perry changed his mind for Louisville. You know, Zach Edwards has apparently changed his mind because I ran into him in the hotel. And he was in the transfer portal, and now he's back with the team. So you can change your mind, and I just don't know how many players off of Cincinnati's team are they missing and that kind of thing. And I'm not saying that they're like hiding things or whatever, because I just think if you don't have a whole lot of meat, look, it's been December 4th till now, and there's a coaching change at both schools, including one of the coaches going from the one school to the other. So there hasn't been a whole lot of media opportunity to ask about things that we normally would leading up to a bowl, if this was December 23rd or if this was December 31st or something like that. So we haven't had that opportunity. The media has it on either side. We know the Louisville guys that are pretty much out, the main guys that are out, you know, Malik and T. Huddy is out. I don't think Malik would have played anyway. You know, Keytrell Clark isn't going to play. Yeah, we know that, but it really struck me when Deion said, you know, we're practicing as if all those guys are still there, and we adjust as we go, because, you know, they might not be, and we have to know that they might not be, but we have to also prepare, like, what happens if somebody this week changed their mind and they are there? So I think it's a good job. And look, this team is, I was afraid they weren't going to be focused. I was afraid that they were going to be just like, ho-hum, whatever. But the seniors have really kind of brought this team together. And when I talk about seniors, I talk about, you know, Yasir Abdullah and Yaya Diaby, Momo Sanogo on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, Caleb Chandler on the offensive side of the ball. These guys have really done a good job of with leadership and bringing this team together. And I think that's why they're going to play hard. I think they're going to play tough. I think they'll make some mistakes. I think both teams are going to have a ton of penalties because you don't have but, you know, seven full-time coaches that are on the sidelines, and the sidelines are on the same side. So it's going to take a lot to sub guys in and not get a penalty. Where do you go? How do you do all that kind of stuff? So just a wild and crazy game.
It is. And then it's going to be a little cold. It's not like you're in South Florida or, you know, in Texas or something like that. You're in Boston in mid-December. It's chilly. You know, there's some snow forecast for the morning, which obviously the game kicks off at 11. So it's going to be a cold ball game. So that's going to factor into the play as well. And, you know, in Cincinnati's, obviously they've got to change a quarterback due to injury, but they're also expected to be without some of their top receivers, their top tight ends, which is, you know, a pass catching tight end's not going to play in theory.
Top two tight ends. Leonard Taylor, Josh Wiley and Leonard Taylor have a combined 16 career touchdowns, and neither one of them are expected to play.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the Cincinnati offense is going to look like, and I'm not totally confident on what Louisville's offense is going to look like. You know, I think it's obviously a great thing that Brock Dolman has gotten so much experience that he has, you know, making a few starts. Obviously, he's faced some really difficult defenses, so he's used to that. And, you know, I think Cincinnati's got a pretty stout defense, and most of their guys seem like they're going to play. And I think for that, you know, Brock's experience with this group and the way Juwar Jordan's been running the ball of late, you know, over 100 yards in those last two games, I think Louisville's got a slight edge offensively. And you were talking about the senior leadership on defense, Jody. You know, those guys are playing, and I think that's big for Louisville as well. And if they can continue to create the havoc that they have been throughout the season, I expect that they will, you know, give it their all. I like Louisville's chances to be on the W side of things in this one, but I think it's not going to be that high scoring of a ball game.
No, I think the kickers are going to get a lot of use.
Kickers and punters, yeah.
It's funny when Paul and I were going over some stuff for our pregame, and you look at the depth charts. Cincinnati's missing their top three punt and kick returners. Are guys that we expect? I should say. We don't know who they're missing, but we really don't. But they're expected to miss their top three punt and kick returners. You know, and that's something where when you've got a new staff, because you have an interim coach, both teams have an interim coach. Louisville has three full-time assistants and Cincinnati has five full-time assistants that are going to be on the bench. And so you just don't know kind of what they're going to call and how they're going to call it. Nate Letton will call the plays for Cincinnati. He is a 2015 graduate from Center College, who was a graduate assistant at Cincinnati for two seasons until this year when he became the tight end coach at Cincinnati. So his first year as a full-time assistant, Josh Stepp will call it for Louisville. It's his first year with Louisville. Now, he was promoted to the Georgia State offensive coordinator last year before he got the Louisville job. So he's got some experience, but he hadn't called a game since back in when he was calling high school games. So you don't know what to expect. Here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I think. I think both teams will try some trick plays. I think Louisville's got some up their sleeve that think Deion Branch and think of Bill Belichick. And he keeps mentioning Bill Belichick every time I talk to him and every time he does an interview about situational football, trying to steal a possession here or there, trying to do some little things to win this game. And I think he's going to draw into that. By the way, Deion's a freaking star here. He is an absolute rock star in this New England area. Everywhere we've gone, everybody that comes in, we were at a watch party for the volleyball game on Thursday night, and the waiter is like, where's Deion? Where's Deion? Where's Deion? I got to meet Deion. And it's just, he is a rock star up here. The whole media day thing, all the questions were for Deion, basically, instead of anybody else.
Yeah. You know, and that's awesome. I mean, that's one of the things that Brock Doman talked about, you know, from one of the practices that we were able to go to as they prepared for this Fenway Bowl. And, you know, and he was talking about that, obviously, the coaching change and what practices are like with basically a skeleton crew and grad assistants and quality control guys basically running things. But asked specifically about the Fenway Bowl, and that's the first thing they went with was, hey, we know Deion's huge in the New England area. We want to go up there and get a win for him and, you know, and bring this back home and make it a great experience for a guy that's, as you obviously just explained and described, that he's so loved up there. You know, that's kind of cool that they're pointing at that. They're aware of how big he is up there. And certainly that could also play a factor, you know, a little bit of the X factor stuff there as well. So it's weird though, to see the layout. You know, Paul Rogers shot out a picture from what your angle, the radio guy's angle, is going to be for calling this game. And it's, you know, would be a great view for baseball, obviously, at one of the baseball's greatest venues. But it's kind of a difficult angle for radio calls. And it's going to be hard to see some of those yard markers, Jody.
It's going to be brutal. We actually, there was a UofL outing this evening for a little happy hour thing. And it was at the Bleacher Bar, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with Boston, but it literally, in the seat where I was, Stephen Williams, the baseball SID, and I, we were with a couple others, and we were sitting looking into center field in Fenway from out in the bar. It's a bar that is not connected. That's connected to Fenway, but it's not like it's its own bar. You know what I mean? Like Fenway does the Fenway management group doesn't run it and all that kind of stuff. So I told Paul, I was like, I might just go out to the bar out there and call the game because it'd be a better angle. It's going to be a terrible angle. Terrible angle. It's going to be cold, but you know what? I'm excited. I want to see these guys play. These guys deserve it. Look, we'll wrap it up like this for the bowl. Last Saturday night, they had a banquet scheduled for last Saturday night. Okay. It's a year end thing that they do every year. They've done it for how many ever years, you know, that Louisville's had football. I don't know. For as long as I can
MVPs,
remember.
Offensive MVPs, MVPs, that kind of thing.
They get dressed up. They have fun. They see a couple videos, and they do all that kind of stuff. It had obviously been a tough week from Monday until Saturday, but the seniors voted to have that banquet. And if you would have seen the emotion in that room and the excitement in that room as they kind of finished up and wrapped up, a graduation ceremony for the guys who have graduated, because the night before the bowl game is when graduation was at Louisville. And obviously the 13 or 14 guys that graduated in the last two semesters, in the spring semester and here in this semester, were not able to participate in that graduation. So they did it there. And the emotion that those guys showed and the excitement and just the look on their face of how appreciative they were for that, I truly believe that's going to spill over into this. Look, it doesn't matter who wins this game. Both these two teams are going in totally different directions, okay? Like totally different directions from where they're at now. It doesn't matter who wins this game, but you would sure love to keep that keg of nails and end this season with 8 wins and give you a little more energy and a little more excitement and a little more enthusiasm going into the start of the Jeff Brohm era.
Absolutely. Get that momentum going for you, something positive. And
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
you mentioned Jeff Brohm and some momentum, and you know, he and his forming staff are going to be back in Louisville welcoming, you know, a ton of, you know, top, you know, prospects, many of them committed to Louisville, some transfers, some other top targets as well. I mean, this is a big, I mean, we're staring at the early signing days on the 21st. We're staring at it right in its face, and they're taking advantage of every last minute by getting these guys back on campus because of the NCAA rule. When you have that coaching change, guys that have taken official visits already here once, they can do it again to get to know that coaching staff. And so they're taking, a lot of these guys are taking advantage of that, and it should be another big recruiting, or it's going to be another big recruiting weekend for Louisville, this time for the Jeff Brohm staff at Louisville.
Yeah, and it started on Thursday. You know, I mean, they already had Jaden Thompson, which, hey, here's another little twist of the bowl game.
Yeah, exactly.
Jaden Thompson, one of the top receivers for Cincinnati, was in Louisville visiting.
One of the guys who's not playing.
On Thursday night, we know for sure he's not playing unless he was in Louisville trying to steal some plays, but no, I kid. He is definitely in the portal and definitely not playing. And it wouldn't shock me if he's a Cardinal here coming up in the next week or so. But yeah, I mean, it started on Thursday night. They've had just a few guys in on Friday. Most of the visits are beginning on Saturday. The Cali crew coming in on a red eye will be in Saturday. They're gonna have a watch party of the game. You know, I mean, I know Coach Brohm really was toying with the idea and kind of fighting, should I go to the bowl game and make an appearance and just kind of be there? And I think they felt like it was just too important for him to be with the recruiting weekend, because not only are there going to be, 16, 17 high school kids this weekend on campus, but there's going to be, you know, 8, 10, something like that, as far as college transfers on campus as well. So it will be a big weekend, a big, big weekend for Louisville football. And look, it's a little different. Transfers sometimes don't want out there when they're visiting or where they're visiting, so they don't necessarily promote it like the high school kids do. I think we've seen most of the high school kids who are going to be on campus confirm that they're going to be on campus. I think by the end of the weekend, of the 14 guys committed right now, I think 12 will make it to campus. The only one not, DeAndre Moore, is reportedly going to visit Texas. And Sadiq Clements is just going to do his visit later on. He's going to sign next week, and he's committed to Louisville. He was committed to Purdue. He wants to play for Jeff Brohm. He's just going to wait. It's not an early enrollee, from what I understand. He's just going to wait until January to do his. They almost just had too many guys that were coming in this weekend, Michael. It's going to be a huge weekend.
It is, and obviously we're going to continue to have it fully covered at Cardinal Authority. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of interest on, you know, which transfers are going to, how quickly it will leak that they were in Louisville. And I think that's kind of a two-sided thing. Obviously, some of the transfers themselves don't want it out where they're visiting and stuff. And I think probably some of the college coaches that are hosting these kids also don't want it out. It's kind of a different playbook than just your regular high school recruiting playbook. I mean, you're doing, it's a little bit of roster management and trying to, you know, fly under the radar on some of these transfers as well. So again, yeah, huge, huge weekend for Jeff Brohm and his staff. And we'll obviously continue to cover it throughout the weekend and all the way through signing day.
Yep. No doubt. We'll continue to keep looking at it and going at it. Couple things real quick. Remember that, the portal is still open. So when you're watching bowl games and you see somebody that's pretty good, you never know, that guy might be in the portal the next day. So
like, you know, some of the guys slinging the ball around might jump in there.
There's seven games on Saturday. If you watch all seven of them, the chances that you see somebody that's going to be playing for Louisville over the next couple of years are probably pretty good. And I don't even mean now. I mean, maybe even, you know, next year in the portal. It's just, it's just the way it is with the portal. It's wild and crazy out there. They just need to keep this class, for the most part, intact. If they can do what I think they can do, and it be around 20-ish, 21-ish, even 23, 24, that's a big win for the way things kind of happened and when they happened, just being on December 4th.
Yeah, I think if you know, I'm not saying that they're going to lose anymore. Obviously, we're talking Reuben Owens has already, you know, made his flip. You know, not sure if Louisville will lose any others, but even if you do, you know, hopefully Louisville and Jeff Brohm can land a couple surprises at the end as well. And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility either. So should be an exciting couple of days as we get up to the 21st.
Yeah, no question. That is it. Let's see. We'll keep you posted all weekend as everything that's going on and kind of what is happening. It's going to be wild and crazy. It's going to be fun. And if they can win a bowl game on top of it, then it's going to be it. Like I said, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. But I really want that. Keg of nails coming home.
Absolutely, and you know what else? I mean, there's a big match going on in Omaha as well. So let's see if we can get the trifecta, you know, with basketball, football, and volleyball on Saturday. That would be huge. And then obviously with big recruiting weekend, it could be a pretty exciting weekend for Card Nation.
Yes, it definitely could be. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling, and we will see you soon. We'll have another podcast probably early in the week to recap everything that's happened over the course of the weekend and hopefully some commitment podcast as well. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. This has been a game day edition of the Cardscast.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.